As we kick off our SMSU campus update for this Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. Joining me in studio, not Bill Molso this time around, we got Marcy Olson. Marcy, how'd you like that forecast?
You got me a little bit when you started talking about wind chill.
Yep.
And then. Weekend, I don't even want to say the word.
It just got worse, didn't it?
It did. I'm just going to pretend that didn't even happen.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just move on. Act like that forecast. We'll just go over the next couple of days. So a chance of rain and that's it. No weather after that. Today we are talking about an upcoming play as we have theater professor Sheila Tabaka joining us, the director of the upcoming play Little Women, along with Bryn Manju, a senior theater arts and music double major from Beaver Creek, Minnesota, who is playing Joe. First of all, ladies, good morning. How are we doing?
Morning. Good. We pretty like good. That forecast, actually. We don't want it to be nice and sunny because then people won't come to the theater.
There you go.
They won't be outside.
Okay,
so that's good for us.
That is true.
There you go.
True.
Keep them
nice
from...
and cozy in the theater.
Yes.
Exactly. Don't enjoy all that nice outdoor weather. It's going to be icky. Make sure you come on and check out the Little Women play. First of all, Let's learn a little bit more about you. First, I know we've chatted a couple times, mm-hmm. I believe, mm-hmm. but just kind of give us a little background on you and how long you've been hanging out at SMSU.
Sure. My name is Sheila Tabaka, and I'm the costume designer at SMSU, and then I also direct one of the shows every year. So this year it's Little Women. And I'm also the artistic director of the SMSU Children's Theater, which runs in the summer, in the first couple weeks of June.
Very cool. And what do you really like about your job there?
I love all the things. Yeah. I have the best job in the world. I absolutely do. I do.
It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, designing costumes, mm-hmm. like that's something you dream of as a kid.
And right. They're just like giant Barbie dolls that walk around.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a little bit more to that, but you know, yeah. I mean, it's really, I have the
it's
best job.
It's all playing dress up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right. And they're happy to do it. So absolutely. It's a perfect pairing. Yep.
That's awesome. And Bryn, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now we kind of gave you the listeners a little bit about you, but you need to tell us some more.
Okay. I can probably do that. So I'm a senior at SMSU and I have been doing theater for a really long time, essentially my whole life. Theater and music has always been something that I'm really passionate about. I didn't necessarily see it as like a career option initially, but then I got into college and I realized, no, I really love this and I want to do it the rest of my life. So I decided to pursue it as an actual career and I couldn't be happier with it.
Yeah. And now you said you've kind of been interested in this your whole life. Where'd you get the inspiration from?
Oh, gosh. So my mom was really into musical theater, like Cats and the show Gypsy. She's always been really into it. And so I grew up listening to that kind of stuff my whole life. And my mom, when she was a teenager, auditioned for a traveling production of Oklahoma. And she got the part, but her mom didn't let her go.
Oh.
So, sorry, Grandma.
She was a teenager.
You got to understand Grandma's perspective as well. And my mom was just like, all right, not going to do that. Bryn, go do it all. And I was like, okay, yeah, absolutely. And on my dad's side, my grandpa is a barbershop musician, and he's been singing with a barbershop quartet his whole life. And on my mom's side, my grandpa was a bluegrass musician. So a lot of musicians and theater artists in my family. So it was kind of a perfect storm type thing, mm-hmm. of me going into it.
That's awesome. I got to ask a question. Now, why did you choose SMSU?
Oh, goodness. It's close to home, mm-hmm. Which is nice. It's very affordable. And when I came to visit initially, I didn't talk to any of the theater staff, but I got to talk to some of the music staff and I was like, oh, this is really personable and really nice. And my mom got her bachelor's degree from here when in my like sophomore year of high school.
Very cool.
So I knew about SMSU from that. And there was a few times where I had come to campus with her and sat in on a few classes, and I was like in high school and the professors were letting me answer questions in the classes. Aww. And I was like, this is so cool.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. That's a great experience.
It was awesome. I loved it. I talked about it for weeks afterwards. I was like, I got to answer questions in a college class.
And Bryn's cool. She's been kind of our poster child, that's for sure, because as an actor, I mean, we use her as an actor, but she has a whole nother life in tech theater, which is wonderful, and spent her whole summer working on a showboat in Iowa. So,
yeah. Wow.
I worked
fantastic.
As their props designer, and I was also contracted to like work as a carpenter, so I got to do some of the building stuff and a lot of the painting stuff.
That is cool.
She's super cool.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, Sheila, I do want to know a little bit more about the play.
Yeah.
Kind of said a little bit off air. I did get to see the play about 15 years ago.
And you loved it, didn't
15,
you?
Maybe 20 years ago. Absolutely awesome. I don't really remember much, but I was like 10, 11, 12 years old. So tell us a little bit more about this play.
Sure. So it's set during the Civil War, 1863. It's actually 1 year in the life of the March family. So it's the four sisters, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy, and then their mother, Marmee. And then next door to them lives Lori and his grandfather, and then John, who is Lori's tutor. And then, and it's really just... It's a small story, you know, it's not this huge impact of the world or anything like that, but it's about how these, all of these people are navigating this time in American history and in their own history in their lives. And there's some things that, some terrible things that happen, and there's some really wonderful things. I mean, just like life, you know, sometimes at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's just a really beautiful story. The set is really, it's so warm and inviting, and has elements of that Civil War era. It's a really very pretty show.
Now I want to know some of the details. When is it? Where is it? And things like that.
Yeah. So we open on Wednesday, which is not typical for us, but we have, you know, students and we want to keep them on campus. And Thursday there's a volleyball game, and so we open Wednesday the 25th, and we run Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7:30. And then Saturday and Sunday at 2. And then we have a 9 a.m. show on Thursday for area schools. So,
which we love when we have area schools come in and they get to enjoy a production at SMSU.
Yeah, and I think that this one has, you know, we've reached out to middle schools too, because a lot of middle schools read it. And there's a homeschool group who just read it, and they're coming. So that's super fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My question.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
My question is, how do college students feel about getting all prepped for a 9 a.m. show?
Yeah, not great. They like the 7:30 ones a lot. You know, I mean, I think it would be different if they didn't have classes at that time. That's, you know, that's fine. And they get out of class. So they
and
do like that part
not
of it.
9 a.m. on a Saturday.
Yep.
Right. That's right. That is right. Yeah. Yeah,
we'll take that. So once again, a number of show times and dates. So plenty of options for you. Mm-hmm. So if you're busy on a couple of days, don't worry. There's still a day or two, a time slot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was originally a book, correct?
Right. Yeah. So Louisa May Alcott, she lived in Concord, Massachusetts, and the show is actually set in her home, which is called Orchard House. I mean, it is, and it's still there. And my husband and I were out east this summer, and we went to see it. And so everything, I mean, it looks like it did. And the rooms are really small, and so you get a real feel for the era, and you get a real feel for the landscape. And Nathaniel Hawthorne lived down the road, you know, like all of these kinds of things. And her father was really interested in, Louisa May Alcott's father was really interested in educational reform. And so a lot of things that we see in practice now are things that he created or was influential in, and he brought his daughters into that mix. So during the Civil War, they were highly educated young girls from their father. Mm-hmm. And there's at the Orchard House, in the kind of off to the side, it kind of looks like a little chapel, but it's a place where all of these intellects could come and talk about education and about how we needed to change education in America. And you see that a little bit in the book. Meg is a teacher, and we've got these girls who care for other people in the community. And so Louisa May Alcott wrote Little Women, she wrote Little Men, she wrote Joe's Boy, she wrote all these other books all kind of centered on that, you know, New England kind of lifestyle. And there's other, you know, female authors around that era too. Sarah Orne Jewett was a playwright who was from Maine, just wrote beautiful, and a novelist, wrote beautiful stories, but they're all kind of set in that New England area, and you really get a feel for what that looked like and that felt like, you know. Yeah.
Now, how does the play differ from the book? And then I know we've had a couple movies done on Little Women as
well,
too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think it's kind of like Steel Magnolias. You know, Steel Magnolias is all women. And so if you have a theater program that has a lot of, it's always kind of a go-to. Right now, there's a play called The Wolves. That's all women. So we kind of gravitate towards those if that's where our talent pool is. And with Little Women, we do have a couple of gentlemen in the show, which is great because we have a couple of gentlemen. So that's really good. But it just seems to be a story that kind of keeps popping up, you know, and it's interesting how many movies have been made of it. And, you know, there was one in the 1940s with Katharine Hepburn. And then they kind of took a lull. And then there have been a whole bunch of different ones. There have been miniseries and a bunch of different films and things like that. So it's a story that people seem to kind of come back to time and again, because it is, it's literally just about family and people not getting along and getting along, and you don't like your siblings, but they still live with you, and then they change and they grow up and they're not annoying little 11-year-olds, and you know, all those kinds of things that mm-hmm. are kind of universal.
And all the March sisters are kind of finding themselves and finding their
they
way.
Are.
It's such a great story.
Yeah.
And I had to look it up how many times it's been made into a movie. Mm-hmm. The first one was a moving picture in 1918.
Amazing.
The second was 1933, starring mm-hmm. Katharine Hepburn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's...
And then there was a one not too long after that with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yep, 1949.
One of the minor March sisters, which is very strange.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And they always, you know, and I don't want to take it away from Bryn, because she did an amazing job, but a lot of people focus on Jo, but it really, I mean, she's kind of one of the driving forces, but they all have their own tale to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bryn, you are playing Jo, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the character and the work you did to kind of take on that role.
Yeah. So Josephine March is a character that I have always very heavily related to. I remember when I was a kid, I watched the movie with Winona Ryder, and I was like, oh, that's who I want to be. That is who I want to be. Even after she told Amy to go ice skating on that part of the lake that was too thin, I was like,
saved.
I was like, I can rationalize that. But she's very headstrong. She's a tomboy. She knows what she wants in life, and I've just always loved that character a lot. So every time I audition for a show, I go into it being like, I, in my head, know what character I want, but I will never say it out loud because then it probably won't happen. So I keep it to myself. But I was really hoping I would get to play Jo, and it ended up happening, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a childhood dream come mm-hmm. true.
So this movie, you mentioned the Winona one. So that one's been out for a few years now.
Yeah, 1994.
Yeah.
A few years now.
I did my homework. I really did.
I was 2 years old then. So
be quiet.
Just wanted to throw that out there. So,
well, I technically wasn't alive when it came out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you watch that movie and you instantly connect to Jo. And so when Sheila and the gang, they're trying to figure out which play they're going to do, are you like, hey, let's do Little Women, or how did that work?
I had been dropping, I'm a big fan of like these like period shows that like really focus in on women just being strong and not the typical norm for the time. A show that's not exactly similar, because, you know, the strong female lead does have a romantic interest, that I was kind of poking for was something along the lines of Pride and Prejudice. I was like, Sheila, what if we did something along the lines of that?
Also love, by the way.
Yeah, noted, you know, noted.
I can do the entire final scene from the movie by myself.
Oh, wow.
The interaction between
and
Darcy.
And Nadine can play.
Yeah, no.
You can do both.
I'll do both. Don't worry. Give me a hat and like a wig and we'll go in between.
So we'll look for that one next year, Sheila.
But I come with nudging for something like that. And then at our banquet, when we reveal of our shows, Little Women came up and I like stood up. I was so excited. I was like, this is, yep, mm-hmm, this is happening. This is happening.
Exciting.
Now, Sheila, how do you pick which play you're going to do?
Well, apparently, we'll just ask Bryn.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of depends. We have to look at the talent pool that we have at the time. And I don't mean that like we're pre-casting, but we have to know what we have. I mean, we can't do a huge dance show because we don't have a big dance program. So we have to kind of see what we have. And we all... Nadine and I direct, and then we have a guest director come in, and so we usually pick that show. But then we talk about it a little bit, and we see like what we want our season to kind of be formulated as, and we see what kind of things the students need. So if we're really in need of doing, you know, I don't know, like a children's show, if we're really in need of doing a period piece or something like that, then we have to find something that kind of fits in with that. And Nadine is teaching acting styles, I believe, this semester. And so it's always fun to do something that's stylized when she does it, because she can talk about it in class and then they can apply it. And then in spring, we're doing inspector calls, which is a British mystery, so they'll be able to apply it again. And so we look at, there's lots of different factors going on. And I do gravitate towards the, like, pretty, you know, have like
as a costumer. Flowery.
Well, and that is the other thing too, mm-hmm. right? It's really hard to say, I'd really like to direct this because what I really want to do is costume it. I want somebody else to direct it, but I don't want them to screw it up. So then I have to direct it too. I mean, I don't want them to not do the way I want it to. So then I have to do it myself. There's a lot of different factors that are involved in picking the shows. And do we do a small show or a bigger show and all those kinds of things. But Little Women's been, and Diary of Anne Frank is actually another one that always keeps like popping up. We've never done Diary of Anne Frank, but it like always kind of surfaces from time to time. And so eventually you're just like, do I need to be leaning into this a little bit? And Little Women is one of those. And we thought about doing the musical, but I only like two of the songs, so I didn't want to do it. And so we found this version of it. And it's not the whole book. Even the films aren't the whole book. There's other stuff that goes on. But it was a nice kind of concise version of it. And we thought it would work pretty well. And there were ways we could play with it. So there's lots of factors, but that's kind of what led us to this one.
Now, Marcy did touch on it a little bit. The costumes.
Yeah.
Big part of it. You mentioned the Civil War. We got to find some time-specific clothing.
Yeah.
How was that for you?
Yeah. It's a lot. Yeah. So we did the heiress, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or so, but the heiress is set, it's set in New York, but it's all high society stuff. And so we used one of the dresses in Little Women, all the other ones we had to make. So we made 13 dresses, which is a lot. It's a lot of fabric because they're like 8 yards of fabric.
The skirts.
The skirts are huge. Mm-hmm. And, but they look great. I mean, they look great. And the set is very sparse because there's all the bodies. And the bodies all take, what is the bottom of the skirt, like 5 feet wide or something like that, you know? Yep. So you got to plan for all of that. Mm-hmm. So the doorways are really wide. The couches are really, they don't have to be very deep because they can't sit so far back on them. Otherwise, it's a Carol Burnett moment with the hoops coming up and stuff, you know? Which we do, that's not that show, so we can't do that. So it's been really great. And I have to say, you know, these actors are champs. I mean, they've been wearing those hoops forever and swaying around and pretending they're bells and picking them up and cooling off because they're really hot and stuff. It's been really fun.
Let's hear the Bryn take on the giant hoop skirts.
Oh, gosh. It's so much fun. I'm not even going to lie. I feel like, I mean, it's Civil War era, so it's not quite Disney princess, but I feel like a princess of some sort, you know? I feel just very, like pretty and, like, classic, and I love it. I don't know. I just...
It's kind of eye-opening, though, as to how much clothing women wore
then. Oh gosh, yes.
With the hoop skirts and the heavy,
and they're wearing
of
all of
skirts.
It. They wear bloomers and they wear a chemise and they wear a corset and mm-hmm. then Bryn has a petticoat on and a hoop.
Yeah.
At one point, the only thing they're not wearing is typically over the corsets they wore another cover. And I'm not having them wear one more layer of clothing because it's a little toasty up
right,
there.
Yeah, right. It's hot on stage.
It can get a little warm. Little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, and Bryn's already tall, so she's wearing boots, and then she's got this big hoop, and then, I mean, she's just tall herself, so it's very, it's very awesome. It's a really beautiful visual show.
Bloomers and shimmies? Is that what
shimmies? Yeah, so the bloomers are kind of like really long underwear that go down to your knees, and then the chemise is like a slip, like a kind of a cotton slip.
Okay.
And then the corset goes over that, and then the hoop and the petticoat go over that. And it would depend. Like if it was winter, they would probably wear a couple of layers of petticoats and their hoops. And then in the summer, they might just wear a light petticoat and a hoop, and then their dress. And the dresses are really, they're just a lot of fabric. They're not really all that complicated. They're just a lot of fabric there, you know, mm-hmm. and they're hoofing the stuff all over the place, you know? Yeah.
I struggle really to heavy? Put my shirt on
right?
the right way.
Yeah.
And did you have any idea we were going to be talking about 1863 undergarments?
Right.
I was really hoping so, but.
You just never know what I'm going to bring.
Good old Civil War era undergarments here on Radio 14 KMHL. Just what all our listeners were hoping for here this morning. Well, tell us from an actor's perspective about the play. What do you enjoy about it most? And what's been some of the bigger challenges?
Oh, gosh. One thing that I adore about Little Women is the dynamic that we see between the women in the shows. One thing that I have been kind of telling myself recently is the whole, like, that I'm not like other girls type thing. It's like, no, I am exactly like other girls. I am an amalgamation of all of the women I have met in and loved in my life, and that is beautiful. There is something just so beautiful about that. And this show just makes me think of all of the friends and family that I have in my life that are these beautiful, powerful women, and the ways that they inspire me to be a better person, to look at the world differently. Like, all of these sisters are so similar yet so different from each other, and just seeing the little bits and pieces of what we should pick up from them. Like, you know, Joe is very headstrong and self-sufficient, but then we look to Beth and we see a woman who wants to take care of other people, and that is just the way that she wants to live her life. And we see Meg, who wants to have a family. Like, she wants to be a mother. I think in the books a lot, she talks about wanting to be a mother. In the Greta Gerwig movie, we get a really kind of funny but beautiful interaction between Meg and Joe, where Joe is trying to convince her not to get married, and she's like, you will be bored of him in 2 years and we will be interesting forever. And I can think of so many moments like that with my friends, of just like, no, we will be interesting and fun forever. You don't need him. And then we see Amy, and, you know, we see a lot of growth throughout the characters in this show. Just overall, we see Meg achieve like what she wants in life. We, unfortunately, Beth,
have to put the book in the freezer.
You have to put the book in the freezer.
Because Beth is very sick. That's a Friends reference we've been saying over and over, because in Friends, when Joey's reading Little Women, he's very worried because Beth is sick, so they have to put the book in the freezer. So when that scene comes up, we just say, you have to put the book in the freezer.
And Joe really achieves a lot, especially for a woman at the time. But Amy, you see so much growth in, because she's so young at the beginning, and her whole thing is that she's selfish, but the way that you see her grow into this beautiful, powerful, like, sure of herself woman is just so beautiful. And I think I've said the word beautiful 1,000 times, but I absolutely adore this show and the book and all things associated with it. And I love it.
Now, Sheila, when it comes to working with the actors, like, let's say it's play practice and something goes pretty good, but there's something you maybe need to work on. What are the conversations like with the actors?
It kind of depends. So some of the actors, we have a wide range of actors, right? Because we have people that are majors and they've been doing it a long time. And then we have people that are freshmen who are coming in with high school habits and things like that. And so it really just depends. I mean, I can give, you know, I could give Bryn and Taylor, who plays Meg, I can give them notes, and they kind of take those notes, and then the next night they can do it. Sometimes we have to work things over and over. Sometimes, I mean, we're still working a couple of scenes that we just, you know, and the blocking, when we're telling people where to go, that's really the first step. And then we have to keep doing it so we can look and see what works. And through this process, I just noticed it the other night, because a couple of the actors, I keep calling it clicks, like, things just kind of click with them. And I really saw a big click in Amy over the weekend. She Michaela just got it. She just kind of figured it out. And to see these four girls, I mean, who are playing the March sisters, I mean, Bryn and Taylor are friends, and Michaela, you know, knows them. They've been in shows together. But Hannah's new, and to see them, you know, acting more like sisters, hugging each other and tapping each other and playing with each other, you know, things that you would do as a sibling, that's been really wonderful, because that doesn't have anything to do with me. I just put them in the place of most potential and kind of step back and just let them figure it all out. And it's been really, really fun. And some of the stuff last night, I noticed they've been doing things with things on the set now that I didn't tell them to do. And that's all coming from the character and them knowing this character well enough that they feel confident enough to do that and move that and things like that. Because that's what makes it look like a real show. you know, makes it look like
everything
they're really inhabiting.
Natural,
yeah,
right,
inhabiting
right.
the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when did you make the decision that you were going to do the play Little Women?
So we always pick our shows in April. We have a banquet in April and we announce all of our shows. And so like we're already right now, we're kind of thinking about what shows we could do for next year, maybe where people's strong suits are, or maybe where their deficiencies are, where they could really
Pride and
yeah,
Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice,
maybe.
I got Pride and Prejudice. Yep. We just did Sense and Sensibility a couple of years ago.
I don't care.
And so, right, I'll come see it again. I'll see it every day. So we'll be picking them throughout the year, and then we announce them at the banquet. And we do that for a couple of reasons, so that if students want to read, you know, if it's based on a novel, some people will do that. We have a couple of people who are interested in dramaturgy. And so, like, when we did Sense and Sensibility, Jordan Stanglin was one of our actors, and he read Sense and Sensibility through the summer because he had the time, where they're not going to have the time once they get back into school. And then it gives us a chance to work on design stuff and all those kinds of things. So we'll pick them. So before, over the summer, we can do work, and then we kind of hit the ground running when we come back in August.
Who are the cast members playing the other March sisters?
So Taylor Benson is Meg. She's the oldest sister. And then Bryn is playing Joe. And then Hannah Meyer, she's a freshman, and she's playing Beth. And then Michaela Kennedy is playing Amy, who's the little one that grows up.
Any other big parts in there as well?
Or? So Amelia Reed is also a freshman. She plays Marmee. And then Colton Jen.
That's mom.
That's mom. Yeah, because her name is Margaret, but they kind of combine Margaret and Mommy, and they call her Marmee. And which is always, I think that's weird for people to hear that. Like, is that her name? And her kids are calling her the name, but they're not. It's like an endearment. Mm-hmm. And then Alex Deuce is playing Lori. He's from the Tyler area. Mm-hmm. And then Colton Jensen is playing John, who is the tutor who Meg eventually marries. And then we've got these four girls who are these party guests. In the script, they're just supposed to be a voiceover, but I'm like, meh. So we cast them. Yeah. And then David Went, and that's Priscilla Muir and Kaylee Tweest and Katrina Twit, and then Trista Bonifield. Yep, and Trista Bonifield. Yep, and so it's the four of them, and then David Went is playing a man who's just got a whole bunch of different roles, and he's playing a couple things. He just kind of pops in here and there, so that'll be really fun for him. And that's also not in the script. Yeah, Katrina Tim. I'm sorry. So David will play, he plays the lecturer at the end, he plays the doctor in this one scene, and then he plays a butler. So he's got a couple of different characters that he plays. So it's a nice cast. It's a really, really good cast. And it's been tricky to rehearse because a lot of them have night classes. And so we have to work around those schedules. But they were always there on Wednesdays and Thursdays. So that was really good that we were able to run through stuff on those nights. So
very cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's Little pretty. Women, I mean, it's coming up just around the corner. Can you give us those
tomorrow?
Dates? Just around the corner, those dates and
yes.
times, please, one
yes.
more time.
Yes, sure. It's October 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. That's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30. And then Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock in the SMSU Fine Arts Theater.
And then a 9 a.m. show, right?
Yeah, the 9 o'clock show is open to area students.
Okay.
So that's not open to the public. And you don't want to come with a bunch of middle schoolers there. That's a very different crowd.
It's completely packed with kids.
Adorable.
And it's so
mm-hmm.
fantastic.
Adorable.
Yeah. Wall to wall.
That
super
is
fun.
So awesome. Mm-hmm. Bryn, one final like hype up message to the listeners to get them to come out this week.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. It's a good show. And I mean that in like the purest sense of the word. It's, of course, there's some kind of heartbreaking moments. Put the book in the freezer. But there's also some really funny things and some really wonderful moments between the sisters and between Meg and John. And it's just, it's so heartwarming. It's heartwarming, and I would absolutely recommend coming to see it and just having a good time and turn your brain off for a little bit and enjoy some classic.
And seeing live theater is so much better than watching the movie, I think. Mm-hmm. So to see how real people are interpreting these characters, and anybody who's read the book, definitely come see it.
Yeah, and I think some of the things that the people do, I mean, it's always amazing when you see people that are in a chorus that are dancing. I mean, they do that like in front of you. They're really doing that. And these guys are they're doing this stuff right in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've worked so hard
they sure
to develop their characters.
Boy, they sure have.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cost to go to this?
Yes. We have, you have to come to the box office and purchase the tickets. We're in between ticketing services right now. I think it's
$10
a ticket.
And they are available at the door. Mm-hmm. Admission is free for SMSU students
always.
With a valid ID.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't know this, there is no need to worry about parking permits on campus.
So. Yes, it's free parking.
Come
super
and park,
easy.
Come and park and,
awesome.
And enjoy the show.
Yes.
We've mentioned it almost every single SMSU campus update this year. We're very excited
about
that.
It's so great.
Yeah,
it's
just want to let
really
one
great.
More person know.
Yep.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Sheila,
awesome.
Thanks for
thanks
coming
a lot.
In. Bryn and Marcy, thanks for the chat. And,
always great to be here.
No doubt. This was fun. There we go. Another SMSU campus update is in the books here on Radio 14 KMHL.